You're listening to Crime Alert Hourly Update, a brand new 5-minute podcast from Nancy Grace and Crime Online. I'm Jackie Howard, executive producer for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Each hour, on the hour, our reporters and experts bring you the latest in true crime. In just 5 minutes, we provide real-time updates on high-profile cases, missing person alerts, trial developments, and all the gripping true crime stories you need to know. Here's the latest episode. Be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app.
Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson. Breaking crime news now. A notorious case followed closely by Crime Alert has taken another turn following the trial of a Massachusetts woman accused of leaving her boyfriend to die in the snow, which ended in a mistrial last month. Karen Reed's defense team has made several motions to dismiss the charges against her. They're arguing that double jeopardy should apply, claiming that five jurors had come forward to say they had unanimously agreed on a not guilty verdict for the second-degree murder charge and the charge of leaving the scene of an accident. The jurors were reportedly deadlocked only on the manslaughter charge. Karen Reed was on trial for the death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe, whom she allegedly struck with her SUV after a night of drinking in January 2022. O'Keefe was found outside the home of another officer, and his death was attributed to hypothermia and blunt force trauma. Crime Alert's Sydney Sumner has more.
Central to Reed's defense is that the many law enforcement officers present at Brian Albert's home have framed Reed for a murder she did not commit. Evidence that lead investigator Massachusetts State Police Trooper Michael Proctor violated state policy by taking on a case he had personal ties to supports the defense's claims. Proctor had a personal relationship with the Albert family, who owns the home where John O'Keefe was found dead. Proctor is now facing internal investigation for the alleged policy violation, but remains on full active duty.
After 2 months of intense testimony, the jury could not reach a unanimous verdict, leading the judge to declare a mistrial and setting a tentative date for another trial in January of next year. Reed's attorney requested a private hearing where the jurors could testify anonymously about their deliberations. The lawyer cited the appeal case of Alex Murdaugh, where a special hearing was held to question jurors about possible external influences. You may remember Murdaugh as the South Carolina man accused of killing his wife, Maggie, and their son, Paul. He's been sent away for two life sentences. The lawyer argued that retrying Reed on the charges that she was acquitted of would be unprecedented and unjust, urging the judge not to let Reed be the first person in Massachusetts to face re-prosecution for a murder under such circumstances. The prosecutor opposed the motion, saying that Massachusetts law prohibits questioning the content of jury deliberations, even if jurors reach out voluntarily. He contended that there was no formal verdict on the murder and leaving the scene charges, and that the defense was twisting legal precedent to fit their narrative. He emphasizes that what the defense was proposing was against the rules, the law, and established case law. The judge did not immediately rule on the motion. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
Stay informed, stay safe, and stay ahead with Crime Alert Hourly Update. Follow the podcast now on your favorite podcast app.